Boland and the Stragglers. I saw them this weekend up at Roanoke Chop Shop. Huh, so good.
Man, he brings it every single time. He's been doing it for a while now. Yeah. Love that guy.
Justin and Malone, except it's not Justin today. It is Ken and Malone.
Good morning.
Yeah, Justin is traveling abroad. I'm not sure how he always swings the international travel. I get the gigs in Burleson. Not that there's anything wrong with Burleson, mind you. So this is Ken's first morning mindbender. What do you think about it so far?
It's caving in my head. I didn't have it. No, my head's caving in from it. Seriously, I did not have the answer to it.
No, it involves women.
Well,
so naturally.
That is the Rubik's Cube of my life, figuring that out. But no. Now, the question is, so in the morning, women are 13 times more likely to do this, and it's more important by 13 times than putting on lipstick. So what is that?
So confused.
I know.
13 times more important than applying lipstick in the morning. And I don't disagree with this. What do you think?
Well, we're getting some very interesting, from ridiculous to practical, suggestions. First of all, putting your pants on. That's a very important.
Helpful. Check her burner phone. Want to do that.
Okay. Making up an alibi. That's one that came in.
Checking to see if anyone swiped right.
Oh, see, this is going the wrong direction.
Getting him to sign the life insurance papers.
Okay, this is why we don't understand anything.
Exactly.
Because of comments like this.
Morning Mindbender is brought to you by Jag Metals LLC. If you are the first to get the correct answer to it, well, first of all, you're brilliant, right?
Oh, absolutely, and you can teach us all.
Second of all, you win Ranch Bash tickets.
Yeah.
And you're qualified for the best seat in the house.
Woo.
So let's do this thing.
We're going to do a little hint song here. Is this what we're doing?
Hint?
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 Hint? Listen to this song and it will help you on the ranch.
When she was young, they called her Wild Rose. The ladies in the town turned up their nose. The boys all loved her, heaven knows. She would never be tied down. She said that she was getting out. The first chance she had, she'd take it. Don't know when, don't know how, but I know for sure that I'll make it. So on the day that she turned 18, she bought a ticket for the Greyhound bus. She looked up from his couch. Said, baby, you can bloom no matter where you are. You don't have to live in the sky to be a star.
It is 8:57, the sound of Texas, 95.9, The Ranch. Good morning. This is Malone. Justin traveling abroad today.
And, good day.
Yes.
Cheerio.
In his stead, we have the Brit, Ken.
Well, if you wanted me to talk like this the rest of the week, I possibly could do it, but
please,
I don't think it, I think it'd be probably extradited at some point. Yes, very nice.
Morning Mindbender is brought to you by Jag Metals And oh my, difficult question today, apparently.
It has stumped some folks and certainly me along the way, so congratulations on that.
Women say doing this in the morning is 13 times more important than applying lipstick in the morning. I totally agree. For the record, I did this. Did you do this today?
Go to a Whataburger? No? Is that an option?
No, I think that's a higher percentage.
Still getting it
actually.
Wrong.
817-877-1959.
I think it's putting mascara on, maybe.
Look at all these men and their sensitive sides.
We've been forced into an Ulta before. We know what this is like.
An Ulta. Thank you, but no.
All right, have a good day.
Hello, the ranch. What do you think?
Is it putting on deodorant?
Well, have you been around women that have not?
My fiance calls it French onion armpit.
Oh, my gosh. You actually, so wait a minute. Y'all have done this so often, it has a nice little cutesy nickname between
and
you two.
And you asked her to marry you after knowing this?
Listen, no, it wasn't her. It was me. She calls it my French onion armpit.
And she said yes to the proposal.
Well, yeah, I don't think she's been around me enough mornings to know what happens, you know, if you don't put on the other end with me. But
I just think this is true love, and you have found it, and there is no odor or stench that is going to separate you two and your love.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. That's what I'm aiming for.
I would write that in your vows, actually. Go ahead and put that in.
In sickness, health, or the stank. What's your name?
Galen from Bridgeport.
Galen, you can bring your stinky self and your bride to Ranch Bash. You know why?
Why?
Because you know that putting on deodorant is 13 times more important than applying lipstick. Yet you still don't do it. And because you won two free tickets.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Plus, you're qualified for the best seat in the house there, partner.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Brought to you by Texas Truck Tuning, the best seat in the house and furniture there by the Collective Outdoors.
Heck yeah. All right.
By the way, you get to take home this furniture after Ranch Bash.
Watch where you put the French onion armpit. Know what I'm saying?